Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First here. Am I speaking with Ms. Dawn?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so I know that you spoke with Jasmine yesterday, on Friday, regarding the home care services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm an intake coordinator, so I wanted to follow up to see if you were ready to start the transition.
He said we're going to start tomorrow. We'll call you back.
Okay.
Couple things that we want to do, but when I ask you, okay, this will not affect me getting my care and being put out of work, right? Everything will go just
now, everything will go the same. Were you with an agency previously?
I am with an agency,
okay.
But they don't know that I'm changing yet, but come tomorrow, I think we're going to change. We've been talking about. But now, what is the requirement to him taking on you guys, working with you guys? Like, is there anything he's got to do other than?
Yeah, so there's an application, and we need forms of identification. I can send those over. I see I have the same number here under you and Michael, so I'm assuming that this is the only number I can reach you guys on, correct?
Now, were you going to email it?
I don't have the email written down, so I was going to text it, but I can email it if you provide me.
You can text it, and then I'll just forward it to him, and then I'll let him do what he got to do.
All right, no problem. So I'll text everything over. If you want, we can go through it on the phone as well.
I'll just give it to him.
Okay.
If he has any problems, we can call you back. But as of tomorrow, I think we're doing a change.
Okay.
We just waiting on a couple things. We're just waiting on something.
All right. Now, the person who does the change is the service coordinator at PA Health and Wellness.
Emma.
So, yes, Emma. So as soon as you're ready, you can just give her a call.
Emma, do you know who it is? Emma who?
Let me see if I have the information here. Oh, the Keystone. I can pull it up. Hold on. Here we go. Okay.
I wish I wasn't afraid of this, Mom. I wish I could get any plan.
Sorry, it's taking a minute to load.
That's okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, there we go. Her name is Emma Raley.
Riley.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure. Listen, I don't want to get any, I'm just weird. I just don't want to be seen.
These are the wrong people. Correct. Yeah, so I'm going to send her, I have the email address. I'm going to send her an email with our agency information so she knows where to send everything.
Just let her know that probably coming tomorrow we want to change.
Okay.
And then I know he'll have questions more than I will, but after he fills out all the information, I'm sure he'll have questions for you.
Yes,
but
I do just want to give him enough time to fill everything out, and I don't know if one day is enough, if he has an updated TB test and the like.
Well, he had the TB test already.
Okay, good. So then it shouldn't
take
long.
And what else do you need?
So a TB test, and then we need an application filled out. We need two forms of ID. So it can be a passport, a driver's license, anything like that. And then we need a competency test, which is also everything can be done online. So it's a questions on caregiving. And then the last requirement is a two-year proof of residency, which is any document that says his name and says his address that's from 2 years or earlier. So
now, does it matter? Does it matter that he has a Jersey address?
A Jersey address?
Yes.
I don't believe so. I'll have to follow up to see. But I know that we do hire caregivers from Jersey. So,
okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
All right. That's great. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can let Emma know because like I said, tomorrow I think we want to do something,
get
a change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will keep in touch with you. And your name is, what is it again?
So my name is Dina. You'll be working with me, and your caregiver will be working with Monica. I'm going to text you her information. She's in charge of all the onboarding requirements, so she'll
okay.
make sure everything's
connected. Okay, so the process is pretty easy then.
Yeah, so it's basically just an authorization and the caregiver's paperwork. That's all that's needed.
Okay, well, yeah, Emma will give you, I guess, that information, and then I just want to make sure everything's going to be smooth. All right, I'm going to talk to him some more about it, and then we'll get back to you tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. Let me know if you have any questions.
It's not definite, so don't, like,
okay.
I don't want Emma to think we're changing already. Like
yeah.
I don't want her, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
either
way, she needs to confirm with you guys that you're sure you want to switch before sending anything to us, so...
Oh, okay.
Not even up to us. Yeah, we don't even have the power to start things.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. So we'll be in touch tomorrow. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.